Way back when I was thinking about starting a high-ticket dropshipping business, the one thing I was looking for was someone to show me what one of these sites looks like. So John and I have done that for you at dropshipbreakthrough.com/go. So head to dropshipbreakthrough.com/go and watch the free training.
Welcome to the Dropship Podcast, where you'll learn how to build and grow a high-ticket dropshipping business and hear stories from successful e-commerce entrepreneurs. Let's kick this thing off.
Hey, welcome to the Dropship Podcast. And today we have a fun one. Somebody reached out and asked us if you had to start a new business today, and it's not high-ticket dropshipping, what would you start? And I normally, John and I like banter before these shows, and he said, I don't know my answer. And I said, okay, I'm going to hit record then. Let's do this, because I really want this off the cuff. To me, I have to break this down into a couple categories of like, what's my goal? Am I starting a new business because I want to run something for 30 years? Am I starting a new business because it sounds like fun? Am I starting a new business because I want cash flow? Am I starting a new business because I want to build an asset? I think there's probably a different answer to every single one of those questions. Where do you go with this? Where does this immediately show up for you?
Yeah, I think the first question that popped into my head when you said it was was pretty much that. It was like, what is my driving force for doing that? Like, if I need to make fast money, like because I've got $0 and I'm about to go broke, like what would I go and do is probably a different answer to if I was just doing it because I like to start businesses and I just want to go and start something new or do something different or whatever. I think those would be two very different answers for me.
And do I have all my skills?
Well, that's another question. I mean, yeah, because if I had all my skills that I have now, like if I had to do this at this point in life and I had $0, I think we did this episode ages ago, actually. If you went back to scratch, what would you do? Or if you went to zero, what would you do? Used to be a viral thing online, I think, for marketers to talk about this. Like, I would go straight to utilizing my skills, right? Can I go and run ads for somebody? Is there somebody out there who needs coaching? Can I go and write people's emails, email marketing? Can I write content for somebody? I mean, there's a ton of things that I have, the skills that I've developed because I've been high ticket drop shipping just by running online businesses that people are always looking to pay somebody to do. So if it was like a life or death situation and I need money, I'm going to go and hustle probably a bit and just go to wherever those people hang out and just put it out there. Hey, man, I've got these skills. I'm looking to apply them to somebody's business who needs some help with this stuff. And you're going to, like, there's all sorts of groups you could go and post that in. And you're going to get somebody who's like, yeah, man, I really need somebody ASAP in my business, like helping me with Google Ads. And so I think that would be the easy go-to. And I think that's one of the great things about high-ticket dropshipping is that you are actually developing some real-world skills here that people pay for. Like, it's not just, yes, it's about building your business, but you can go and run Google ads in all sorts of different businesses. If you understand how they work, I could go and run ads for a service-based business, right? It doesn't even need to be another e-commerce business. I would be more than happy if, you know, somebody who's got like a house cleaning business came and said to me, John, I need you to use Google ads to generate me some house cleaning leads in my local area. I would feel pretty confident that I know how to do that. Assuming they've got like a website and all of that sort of thing already set up. Or hell, maybe I could set them up a website. I could go and do that as well. So to me, that's the obvious answer for I've got my skills and I need money pretty quickly because I hate selling my skills and services. I don't like that business model, but I could do it.
Let's start there then. We have our skills. Shit hit the fan. I'm picking the same answer as you. Like, no question. I am cold calling local businesses and offering to get them leads. I am hopping into groups and saying, hey, I've got this experience. I'd love to run your Google ads. I could do SEO for you. I could write content for you. Probably looking even more into arbitrage too, of like, what can I tell people I know how to go do that I know I can go outsource to somebody else for half the price. If I need cash right now, I'm leveraging my skills immediately. That's the easy answer. All right. You have your skills, but you want to have fun. So what is a business you would go build for fun just because, man, that sounds cool. It's too shiny. You can't go do it right now. But, man, that sounds like fun. I know my answer right away. It's content. Like, I would literally just go start a YouTube channel. That would be what I would go do for fun. I don't even know the topic it would be on, but something I'm super interested in. In fact, it might even be bringing back, I got the cup right here, the BK show, where I just go talk about the stupid, weird stuff that BK is into, because somebody's into that same stuff, right? Joe Rogan popularized this. He's just putting out content talking about aliens and ancient history and health and UFC and MMA and jiu-jitsu and whatever Joe Rogan is into. I'd probably do the same thing. Honestly, I would probably just go talk about what I want to talk about and let the people come find me.
Yeah. I think the answer for me would probably be something very similar, because like I'm very comfortable doing that. I enjoy doing that if it's a topic that I've got some interest in, or maybe if there's no topic like what we do here at the Dropship podcast. And I'd probably if it wasn't e-commerce, I'd do affiliate marketing. Like I think that's a business model that's very close to e-commerce, and I'd totally be happy just to talk about shit I love and recommend products I love to people and take a little cut from the sale. I'd love to help somebody else build their brand that I love by recommending them to an audience of people that I've built. Like to me, that sounds kind of cool. Like, you know, I think this episode is
brought to you by Shopify. No, I'm just kidding. But like I agree. To watch Tim Ferriss, Joe Rogan, obviously these guys are the goats of the goats, right? But to watch those people just share stuff that they love. And I know some of the fees to get on Tim Ferriss. It's fucking wild. Maybe I'll share those. Like they're fucking wild numbers, but you get the hug of death if you're not prepared for that. Like they're going to drive real business, but he's not recommending things he doesn't care about. Same with us. We don't recommend anything we don't personally use. That's why you don't hear ads for a lot of stuff on this show. And even in the course, we only recommend a few things. I'd like to be able to do that. Like, I actually think that's a really good idea. It's funny that we're on the same page here. All right. Last one. You have your skills and you want to build a business for the next 30 years. Do you have any idea what is one big ass problem you would love to go solve?
I always have so much long pause there. I always have so much problem with this question because I think about this. Like I'm actually at a point in my life where I do think about this a little bit. Like what's the next thing? Right? I mean, I'm sure you think about this as well. What's the big thing?
There's people out there that say, go get your nut, right? Go get enough that you're good to go. And then you can go do that like hero project, right? And you've seen people go build wells in Africa. Obviously, Elon's the big example of this, right? He's building electric cars. He's building space shuttles to get us to Mars. He's building Neuralink so we can all be connected. He's building the Boring Company so that we can eliminate traffic and travel in underground tunnels. Like he's solving big fucking problems and all of them at once, apparently, because he's a special kind of human. I don't know what that is for me. Do you have any ideas of like what's the big thing you would go solve?
Hey, if you've been thinking about starting your high ticket dropshipping journey with us here at Dropship Breakthrough, but you've got questions, you're unsure about what's inside the course, you're unsure if it's right for you, or you just love to hear from the experiences of our students, you can jump on a free call right now with a member of our team who is also a Dropship Breakthrough student and successful high ticket dropshipper to talk about all of those things. Just head to dropshipbreakthrough.com/call and book your call today.
I think the big problem is John doesn't give a shit about the big problems. When I try to talk to him about the big problems, he's like, I don't fucking care. My life's great. None of that affects you. And that's the truth. Most of those things genuinely don't affect you that people bother their day-to-day mental bandwidth with, right? Swipe to the side on your phone and read the fucking headlines for the day on your iPhone. And you'd be like, what the none of that matters. That doesn't affect you in any way, shape, or form. So it's really hard for me to actually take up a cause where I would go fight for it every single day. I think one, certainly maybe 10 years ago or so, was like marijuana legalization or really hemp. I think hemp is the most powerful plant on the planet. It can do so much. It has so many use cases. The first Ford car was built out of hemp steel. Hemp concrete is like, I'm just spitballing here, but it's like 10 times stronger and 10 times less in weight than real concrete. And it's antimicrobial and it's anti, whatever the anti-insect word is. Like I truly believe hemp is something that could really affect mankind. And the fact that, up until recently, you could only import 50 pounds a day from Canada into the US is a wild stat. You couldn't grow it anywhere. Now that's slowly changing in the US, again, as they legalize marijuana, the thing that looks exactly the same, but does something very, very different. That was a cause I think I would have fought for a long time, as well as like, in 2014, I was really into like anti-Monsanto, anti-seed oils, anti-GMOs. And like, there was a point in my life I probably would have said, that's my big cause. I want to go after helping people with their health. Now, obviously, I'm not exuding health over here, but those are some values that I definitely have inside me. I'm not sure how I would attack those problems.
No, and I think one of the points that comes up when you think about big things is that I think what holds me back about thinking about it sometimes is like an idea pops into your head and then you're like, well, who am I to even go and solve that? Like that imposter syndrome, all of those sort of fears really bubble up for me. It's like, yeah, I could think of that thing, but like, who the fuck am I? Like, and obviously there's people out there who have found a way to deal with that, who do go out and solve big things. But I think that's often for me when it comes to actually thinking of those things and saying I could go and do that is just like, is that reason? Like, I mean, but once again, I actually know that's not true at the same time. Do you know what I mean? Because, you know, we talk about this with starting a business today. We talk to people about this all the time. Like even just starting an e-commerce business, some people will say, well, who am I to do that? I can't do that. It's not me. And we talk to people through that all the time. So it's just a bigger version of that really. But even so, it's still... is a massive roadblock for me. I mean, I don't know that I have any like big causes or things. I mean, there's a lot of problems out there and that sort of thing. And I can certainly think of things that I'm passionate about, but then once again, it's like, yeah, like, I mean, something I was passionate about for a long time was the use of psychedelics, right? For a long time, like years before it was, now it's popular to talk about it and Tim Ferriss is talking about it and blah, blah, blah is talking about it and all this sort of thing. And there's so many research projects into it going on and big prestigious institutions and that sort of thing. And lo and behold, they're showing that these things are actually do have a positive effect if they're used in the right way and at the right time and all that sort of thing. And didn't need research projects to tell you that. I could have told you that years ago. And I used to tell people that all the time. And so for me at one point, that would have been a thing. But yeah, I mean, it's a really struggle to think about. I mean, I'd love to learn how to think about this stuff better, to be honest, because there is no one thing that pops into my head that I'm like, yeah, man, if I could build anything outside of what I currently do, it would definitely be that thing.
I think I might revert back to answer two, if I'm honest. I think creating a big audience talking about what I want to talk about would inherently cause influence. And I want to believe that my judgment on how to bring the right people on to have the right conversations would be beneficial to those people that are listening. And that would create the biggest impact.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think it's one thing for me. I think if I could do something bigger, it would... The motivation, like thinking about it now, the motivation would probably be to do something similar to what we do here at Dropship Breakthrough. So, I mean, we talk about it all the time. One of our primary motivators here with running a business in this space is to take people through the life change that we went through when we built and succeeded with high ticket dropshipping, built those businesses and went through that process ourselves. Is now we've got an opportunity to take other people through that. So, you know, if I think about what's my primary goals and pursuits in life, I mean, it comes back to very simple things like I pursue happiness. I want to be a place in my life where I'm truly happy. Right? I don't think there is anything else, right? And so if I can bring that, and I'm not saying I'm there or that's perfect for me at all by any stretch, I don't know if it ever is, but if I could bring that, like help people, take people along that journey, like just bring happiness and help people with that change. I think some big thing that helps people do that. And it might be the same. It might just be creating great content, like authentic, great content brings people joy. It brings people happiness. If it's the thing that they're interested in or the thing that they need to hear or the thing that they want to hear. And I kind of think, you know, if you're finding your big thing, it should be, I think it's going to be something that you're already that's already kind of a part of you. Like I'm not the sort of guy that can think up big tech solutions. Elon Musk, his brain obviously automatically goes in that direction because what are all the big ideas he has? They're very technological focused, right? And he obviously thinks that way or has ideas in that way. I just don't have ideas in that way, but I think I'm very good at kind of doing what we do, like producing content, talking about things in a way that resonates with people or that they're able to take that information and do something positive for themselves. So if I could do something bigger than what we do here that does that for more people, I mean, that might be it.
That's very close to what's going on in my head. I'm actually having a fucking mental breakdown over here. I know the camera's been on John for a little bit. So I'm sitting over here like thinking, one, all right, I showed you a cup. I didn't realize I'm wearing literally wearing the shirt, the BK show. That's what I would do. I would talk about business and I would talk about other business people. I would talk about money and bring on other money people who have taught me the things that I've taught or have interesting ideas. All the things that have brought me to where I am, I'm so fucking grateful for. And all I want to do is share that with the world. And I certainly am not the expertise in all of these things. And we do that on the Dropship Podcast. That's what I would do. That would be my big idea. And the worst part is like, I had this realization while you're talking, and that's why I'm having a little mental breakdown, is because I can hear my friend Scott DeMoulin. So Scott helped Tony Robbins create Business Mastery. He's one of the best coaches I've ever met. He's just an incredible human being. And I can hear his voice in my ear going, why don't you do that right now? And like, that's kind of slapping me upside the head of like, we are kind of doing that for high ticket dropshipping.
And he build a bigger platform.
Yeah, why don't
build a bigger platform?
Why don't I do that right now? And so I'm kind of having a conundrum over here. Maybe I should, you know. It's hard because if you don't focus on one thing, it'll never grow. And so, you know, recently I've been consolidating some of the business I have so that we can pour even more into our students at Dropship Breakthrough. So it's a really good idea of like, yeah, maybe launch this on the side and like start building that audience. At the same time, it's going to draw focus away from what I am doing. But I can only hear Scott going, well, then you should fuck that off and do what you want to do. If you have this big idea, why aren't you doing it now? Why wait until then? When I get there, I'll do this big idea. And when I get there is a real big fucking trap you can have in life. It's a shitty mindset.
Yeah, but I don't think there's a right or wrong answer. I mean, I think that thought of why don't you just go and do it now, if that's the thing you think you might be truly passionate about, I don't think that's bad advice. But I also don't think it's bad advice to say, well, I should focus on doing the one thing for a bit longer and then take that as far as I, with my body of knowledge, thinks I can take that. Because you never really know how far you can take something. Like that could be an open-ended piece of string. You could say, well, there's always a little extra thing I could do that will take that a bit further. So I don't think there's any right or wrong answer. I think they're both right in some ways. But I mean, certainly I think for me, like if I'm doing something that's obviously growing, I think you need to focus on that. Like for me, focusing on one thing for people listening. I had a guy message me today saying like, how many businesses should I have? What's the right number? And it's like, well, probably one for most people, at least until you've really stretched that and you stretched yourself in that, I think is the answer. Because it's hard to do two or three things at once. But at some point that one thing will probably change to another one thing. Yeah. And that's fine too. There's nothing wrong with that. So yeah, I mean, it's a very interesting thought process. I'm glad we went down this rabbit hole.
Me too. Look, man, this is going to make me think a lot. I'm getting on a fucking airplane for a very long flight very shortly here. So that's going to cloud my brain. But I do think like I couldn't be all in on two things. There's no way. I've tried that before and you end up having one foot in each thing and you're never all in. Could I be all in on one thing and potentially like dabble my toe in other things? I think I already do. I like to play poker on the weekends. I like to, right now I'm spinning up a content website for something random for fucking shits and giggles. But I do that in my shits and giggles hours. You know what I mean? That's my Call of Duty. That's my Netflix. I don't want to watch some terrible comedian or something. Like maybe I'll watch the good ones. I'm not watching the terrible ones, but I do want to like actually have fun. This is my fun. And so, you know, maybe there is a way you can, be the talent, I guess. Like I imagine if I had somebody on my team, I think of Sean Purry from My First Million. He's got a guy named Ben. Hell of a fucking name, by the way. He's got a guy, you know, that's his partner who he finds the interesting people. And, you know, he's the one who introduced him to new things. And so I think if I had my Ben, and I do have a Ben, which is fucking hilarious. But if I had my Ben who, you know, maybe could help me do all the things that are necessary. And I just need to show up behind the microphone and be curious. I think that would actually make it easier to do something on this, or at least get started on the thing that I do believe probably will be my one big thing before I die, if I'm honest with you.
Yeah. I think there's a certain magic to dabbling. Like I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Right. Because that's how you discover things that, whether things work for you. Like you can have an idea and say, well, I think this might work for me. Like I love this idea. And then you go and do that thing and you're like, well, the reality didn't really match up to the idea. Mm. You don't want to go all in on that, right? Like you see people who are like, oh, I'm going to go out and create this amazing product and I spend $100,000 on it. And then I start an e-commerce business and realize that I don't actually like that, but I've invested all this money in stock and no one wants it and I can't sell it. Like, but they went all in on that idea before they'd even proven that the concept is a thing they should do. Like, that's really dumb, I think. So like when you find your first one thing that you're focusing on, like that then becomes your main thing. And then in your spare time, I think it's fine to dabble around with other stuff because maybe that other stuff you'll find, oh yeah, well, that's kind of cool. I can see that. I can start to understand how it's going to work. And that's where a lot of people start with dropshipping. They're working a day job. That's their one thing at that point in time, but they start to dabble and learn about e-commerce and maybe they play around with a website and like buy some domains or buy a lot of domains if you're Ben. And they start to play with it and they're like, oh, well, actually, this is kind of cool. I like this. Yeah, all right. Maybe I should now start trying to make that my one thing. And so I think that that is the benefit of dabbling on the side, like, is that you can learn a lot from that so that you're not completely just jump into my next big thing. I think that's really bad. We see people do that all the time, shiny object syndrome. Oh, I'm going to do this one big thing. Let's come here. And they do that for about a month and they're like, oh, no, that didn't work for me. Oh, here's my next big thing. And they just go from one big thing to another and never actually make it a big thing. They're constantly jumping. I think that's the worst thing. That's like the death of a thousand cuts because you never make anything work. Sooner or later, you're going to get tired and you're just going to go right back to where you originally started and you'll have made no progress but wasted a fuckload of time.
I do like to dabble, right? Like I've got the little lead gen content thing that I'm fucking around with. Towards the end of last year, I imported some mushrooms. I think mushroom statues could be a thing. Ben owns a fucking domain about something. I actually think that could be a really big thing. I love mushrooms. In fact, that could be a big thing. I think that mushrooms are the most fascinating thing on the planet and not just the psychedelic and not the ones you eat. Like they're literally the most fascinating thing I've ever looked into. And so that could be it too. I own a wonderful domain on that. But I just dabbled. I reached out to some suppliers. I imported some things. They were not anywhere near what I expected them or needed them to be in order to actually like launch a product here. And so now I just have a couple cute little mushroom statues that they sit in my house and my stepdaughter got to paint one of them. And so she was thrilled about it. And like, you know, I would agree, encourage people to dabble. Sometimes you got to go all in. So I quit. John, this is it. I am fucking done. It's BK showtime, baby. Yeah. All right. No, I'm kidding, but I might bring it back. I've thought about it for a long time of bringing it back and I'm just not sure how to do it and not affect what we're trying to do here, because what we're doing here is changing a lot of fucking lives. And the people that come up to us with tears in their eyes at our events and go, you changed my life, shout out to you, Holly, I'm picturing you right now when you did this, that's unreal. Like that is a feeling I can't replace. And so how can I continue to do that and potentially set myself up to do that on a bigger platform, because it is one of the most wonderful feelings I think I've ever had, is to know the change I'm helping other people make in their lives and see the beauty come out of that. See people realize life isn't this shitty game that we've all been told it is, that you can do something, you can build something, you have the power to change your life. It's beautiful, man. It kind of gets me a little emotional talking about it.
Yeah, I think I'm the same. Like finding a platform to do that for as many people as possible is probably, I don't know what that looks like, but I think that would probably be my thing.
Also. If I bring this back, we're talking psychedelics. John can shit all over Johns Hopkins. He was first. J-O-H-N Hopkins. J-O-M. I'm sorry. I don't know which one's which. You get the idea.
Yeah.
All right. A great show. Thank you for the idea. I think Jaden sent that one in. So thank you. I like this off-the-cuff stuff. And if you guys like it too, leave a comment on YouTube. Send us a message in the Facebook group. Wherever you contact us, let us know you like this stuff. And maybe you have a crazy idea too. Send it our way. We'll see if we can record one for you too.
Thanks for listening to the Dropship Podcast. You can find all the show notes for this episode at dropshippodcast.com. And if you're ready to take the next step in your dropshipping journey, we invite you to join us inside Dropship Breakthrough, where John and I will walk you through step-by-step in starting your own high-ticket dropshipping e-commerce business. But that's not all. Dropship Breakthrough will also teach you everything you'll need to know to grow your business and take it to the next level. So head over to dropshipbreakthrough.com and sign up for our free training that will help you take the first steps towards building and growing your own profitable high-ticket dropshipping business.
John and I both love business, think about it all the time, can't turn it off, and don't know why anyone would want to. And because of that, we started a second podcast where we can talk about everything we've ever wanted to talk about in business, not just dropshipping. We like talking about all things business. So if you want to hear John and I talk about all sorts of stuff, from camel meat dropshipping businesses to PDF dropshipping to a guy gambling $100 every single day on YouTube Shorts, to how OnlyFans taught us lessons in business. We're all over the place over there, but it's a really fun podcast. So if you're a podcast listener, you love John and I, head over to your podcast player of choice and look for the Low Bar Podcast. You'll see a blue image and you'll see a cartoon version of John and myself. And go back and start at episode one. I promise you will not regret this. This is one of the more fun projects that I have done recently. I know John's having fun too, so we'd love it if you joined us. Check out the Low Bar Podcast on YouTube or wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts.